then. Well, there you go, the Valentine's Day special. But the and there'll be another superhero movie number one on Valentine's
Day. That's exactly right. You're going to see it again. So yeah,
it's either that and the animated films were on the list too. So you got Paddington Bear in Peru, and you've got the superhero movie. Which one is that? That's
Captain America: Brave New World will be number one this weekend. Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thank you, Brett Hoffman. Hang on the phone there for a second, all right? So take your sweetie to a movie tonight. And if there's no lovey-dovey movies, hey, you can see Paddington in Peru. It's 8 o'clock, local news, timeless hits right here. Do it.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Vicki Barker. More apocalyptic scenes in Southern California, where heavy rains have caused mud and sludge slides to hillsides and neighborhoods left barren by the recent wildfires. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano is in hard-hit altitude.
A fast-moving waterfall of mud filled with debris flooding this Malibu Canyon and trapping drivers on the Pacific Coast Highway. One L.A. Fire Department vehicle got sucked out into the ocean. Thankfully, the driver managed to escape with only minor injuries. And what's left of the nearby neighborhood of Pacific Palisades has been inundated. Our Carter Evans is there.
You've got mud, water, and debris, rocks all coming right down Sunset Boulevard here. At one point, the force was so powerful, it knocked this parking enforcement car right out of the street.
In Oregon, it was snow and ice and whiteout conditions that contributed to a pileup of more than 100 cars on a major highway connecting Oregon and Idaho. There have been a number of injuries. Police warning drivers.
The road is very slick. We've seen a significant incident. We don't want to see that repeat.
Hundreds of federal workers not feeling the love on this Valentine's Day. They're out of a job, with thousands more layoffs to come on Elon Musk's orders. 14 states have filed a lawsuit accusing Musk and President Trump of unconstitutional overreach over Musk's campaign to slash, well, wasteful bureaucracy or vital government functions, depending on how you see it. There's been a court defeat for the Trump agenda.
A federal judge ordered the Trump administration to reinstate funding for foreign aid contracts, delivering yet another setback for the president as he seeks to make sweeping changes to the federal government. A U.S. district judge partially granted a request for a temporary restraining order from a group of organizations that receive funding from USAID and other agencies, but have since been cut off from federal dollars or had to suspend their work in the wake of Trump's executive action. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Overseas allies feeling frozen out of President Trump's unilateral overtures to Russian President Putin over Ukraine, fearing Putin will emerge victorious in that war. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth addressing those concerns in Poland earlier.
He's going to declare victory no matter what. You can expect that no matter what the outcome is. Thankfully, the bravery of the Ukrainians and allies that came alongside them, especially early in the war, deterred and defeated Vladimir Putin from achieving what he wanted, which was all of Ukraine.
Pope Francis is back in the hospital. CBS's Anna Matranga is in Rome.
A Vatican spokesman said it was expected he would remain a few days. The Pope has been suffering from respiratory problems for the last week and has asked others to read his longer speeches.
The 88-year pontiff first held his morning audiences before going to hospital. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Saturday snow cleanup will be needed. The winter weather advisory starts at 6 tonight with 2 to 5 inches of snow expected, though totals may be lower near the state line. Snowfall rates could reach up to an inch per hour once the sun goes down. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County saw a 17% increase in January home sales. Kenosha County saw a 15% decline in the same time period. The overall region saw a 5.5% increase, with Racine County also seeing a significant rise in new listings. Deputy Alejandro Lozano of the Racine County Sheriff's Office was honored as Employee of the Month for January. He was rewarded for his actions rescuing a driver from a burning vehicle. His bravery earned him a Certificate of Excellence and other awards. And a Racine lawyer with a diverse background in the Army, theater, and sports is being remembered through an obituary at Racine County Eye. Ron Halverson's story is a recommended read at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
head into the All-Star break with a victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks win a close one in Minnesota, 103-101 against the Timberwolves. Damian Lillard was out with a hamstring. Giannis still out with a calf muscle injury. And so that left center Brooke Lopez and several new players to battle for the win.
You know, we had a nice mix out there. So great to just see everyone feel each other out, you know, get a good sense of who we are. But, you know, when it boiled down to it, we just had each other's back. We were communicating, we were making the right plays, we were playing with energy, and it was just a great win to have going forward.
Baseball, the Brewers signed Rays left-hander Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal. NFL, the Packers went into this season without a true number one receiver. So how did that work out? Jordan Love.
There's definitely, I think, areas that we need to focus on and improve on to get better, kind of get over the hump that we hit this year, and just get more consistent, focus on the details.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight through Saturday into Saturday night. We could end up with 4 to 6, maybe up to 7 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down on Saturday night into Sunday. Today, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, 27. It's going to get really cold next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
I got my colonoscopy. A little scary going in. Everything's fine. I was nervous. The doctor called me 3 days before, and he said, here's how it's going to go down, Kev. The day before the procedure, you don't eat at all. The morning of the procedure, I'm going to take a camera, and I'm going to sneak it into your colon, and I'm just going to keep feeding it up there. And don't worry, if I see any abnormalities, I'm just going to burn them off on the spot. I was like, whoa, I can't eat anything the day before? He's like, no. I'm like, why not? He said, because when we get in there, I was like, we? He's like, yeah, the team. I'm like, the team? I always thought a colonoscopy was an individual sport, like bowling or archery.
Yeah.
Chop, same old song, Sugar Pie Honey. It's 8:10, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Today is Valentine's Day. It's supposed to be about the big romantic gestures. However, studies show that people feel the most appreciated in their relationships when they get lots of small signs of affection, like shoveling the snow off their car on a snowy morning, DVRing their favorite show, complimenting them on something new, helping them with a chore they hate, or getting a few minutes up early, and bringing them coffee in bed. It's the small gestures. Of course, if I saw a new car in my driveway with a big ribbon on it, you know, that would be nice too. Right? You wouldn't mind that. That's a big gesture. It's 8:10 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Looking for increasing cloudiness today and snow this weekend. Right now, it's sunny. It's 5 degrees at Radio Park. I heard it through the grapevine. Here's Marvin Gaye with the Dancing Raisins this morning.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you. Left me crying, they'd be sad. Don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so. And I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the
birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, cause you told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me.
Kramer in the Dakotas there. Bad to me. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:16. Increasing cloudiness today. Highs near 28. Maybe up to 3 inches of snow tonight. Lows 25. Maybe an inch tomorrow. An inch on Sunday. 33 the high tomorrow. 28 on Sunday. Right now it's sunny and 5 degrees right here at Radio Park. Victims of a home invasion outsmarted the thieves by going outside and stealing their getaway car, which is still on and running. I would have loved to see the reaction of the thieves when they ran out of the house and their car was gone. They had to run down the block. That would have been good to watch. Hey, right now, you know what's good to hear? Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Everybody has their favorite Saturday Night Live sketches from the past 50 years. If you're older, you might think Landshark, The Bass-O-Matic, or Bill Murray's Lounge Singer might be at the top of the list, but that's not the case. A new list from TheWrap.com lists the 10 funniest Saturday Night Live sketches, and the oldest one is from 29 years ago. It's important to note The Wrap's list only uses sketches from Saturday Night Live's YouTube page. Football fans hate the Kardashians. Those are the words of Kardashian leader Kim, who was referring to Tom Brady's roast last year, at which she was mercilessly booed. The boos were so thunderous, Netflix edited most of them out. Kardashian still claims she had nothing to do with that. On an episode of The Kardashians earlier this week, the former Mrs. Kanye West said she would never do a roast again because they are not good for the soul, adding that she never imagined that she would get booed. She obviously never watches her own TV show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. As spring approaches, it's the right time to celebrate new beginnings and brighten someone's day with a handcrafted floral arrangement. Their stunning blooms are delivered with care and rooted in family tradition. A truly beautiful way to say thank you. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $16. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Don and Phil, and Wake Up Little Susie. It's 8:23 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. I see the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2025 were announced. They include Bad Company, The Black Crowes, Mariah Carey, Outkast, Billy Idol, Oasis, Cyndi Lauper, and Chubby Checker. Now, Chubby's still with us, by the way. He's 83 years old. He's been living off two hits for the past 60 years, The Twist and Let's Twist Again. Three, if you count the Limbo Rock. Now, he's been wanting to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a long time. Back in 2001, he took out a full-page ad in Billboard magazine urging for his inclusion. In 2002, he protested outside the induction ceremony when he didn't get in. Well, he's nominated now. So, good luck to Chubby Checker. Here's one of his biggest hits.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're gonna do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again, like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again, like we did last year. Do you remember when we were really humming? Yeah, let's twist again, twist it.
stretchers, needles, and pins. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today. Highs near 28. It's hard to believe it's going to be 28 degrees because right now it's 7. It looks like 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight. Lows around 25. It's going to be that powdery kind. It's so easy. When it was on my car the other day, I just touched the car and all the snow just fell off of it. I really didn't have to do much. Maybe an inch of snow tomorrow. Highs near 33. An inch maybe on Sunday with a high near 28. Again, it's sunny and 7 degrees right now at Radio Park. Got to mention one more time on this Valentine's Day. Congratulations to our Valentine's Day Timeless Gifts winner, Nick Bashore from Gurnee. Wow. Him and his sweetie will be enjoying the sweets, jewelry, flowers, romance CD, and Herman's Hermits in the Association concert tickets. I want to thank our sponsors one more time. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Rasmus and Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine. And the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits, swift, timeless gifts, only from your Valentine. The people that love you the most. All of us here at WRJN, where it's exactly 8:30. Let's see what's going on in the news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll start to come back down tonight. The winter weather advisory kicks in at 6 tonight, with 2 to 5 inches of new snow possible. The National Weather Service says lower totals are expected closer to the state line. When it first comes, it'll come quick, with snowfall rates of up to an inch an hour. You're being reminded to clear the snow from sidewalks and to make sure fire hydrants near your home are clear. Again, a winter weather advisory starts at 6 tonight. The latest is coming up in the forecast. You can get a visual of what's already come down online. The Racine County Eye website has some imagery of this week's snowfall in the area, with more about plowing operations in the city of Racine. Go deeper online at RacineCountyEye.com. The employee of the month at one local organization helped pull a person from a burning vehicle. Deputy Alejandro Lozano of the Racine County Sheriff's Office was honored as employee of the month for January. The honor was for his actions during a two-car crash on January 9th. Lozano was training a new deputy and quickly responded to a burning vehicle with a trapped driver. He pulled her out and used a fire extinguisher to put out the flames. His bravery has earned him a certificate of excellence, a $50 gift card, and a paid day off. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight through Saturday into Saturday night. We could end up with 4 to 6, maybe up to 7 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down on Saturday night into Sunday. Today, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, 27. It's going to get really cold next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Anybody a gym teacher here? You think when gym teachers are younger, they're thinking, you know, I want to teach, but I don't want to read. About kickball for 40 years. I can't believe we got grades in gym class. I've never used anything I learned in there. I've never been, all right, I'm standing in front of a room full of strangers. Based on what I've learned in gym class, I will throw a red ball at a fat guy. That's no good.
seasons, December 63 at 01 at night. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. What would you do if someone offered you $100 to switch seats on an airplane? Someone says it happened to them. Even though they say they do it for free, the other person insisted they take the money. Question is, would you take the money?
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. Just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Timeless hits at WRJN. All right. Do you know, research says the perfect nap time is, now you might want to write this down, 1:42 p.m. 1:42 p.m. Make note of that. And that optimum nap time is 51 minutes. meaning you'd wake up at 2:33 p.m. What I want you to do is run this by your boss or supervisor. Let me know what they say. I need a 51-minute nap today at, what time did I say it was? Yeah, 1:42 p.m. I'll be down for about 51 minutes, okay? Coming up next week, we've got tickets to give away to Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater on February 28th. You want to go? All right, be listening in the morning all next week right here at WRJM because I've got tickets to give away. Speaking about Herman's Hermits, there's a kind of hush all over the world at WRJM.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what? Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming.
6:36, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, sometimes there just isn't enough time to listen to the full length of Countdown Hits. So listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the Weekend Capsule Countdown, a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme or a topic, with a capsule of great timeless hits. Now, that's coming up tomorrow morning at 8:30 and 9:30. Right here at WRJN. But right now, I've got a question for you. Who's the biggest baby around your house when they're sick? Is it the man or the woman? A poll found men are more likely to want to be taken care of, and 58% say they wish their mommy was still around to look after them. That is so true. I'm the biggest baby when I get sick. My wife is sick. You never even know she's sick. She doesn't even talk about it with me. The whole world has to know. I don't feel good. Men are the biggest babies. I got news for you. Coming up in just a moment, Mike Clement stopping by. He was at the Super Bowl. We'll find out how things were in New Orleans. Coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. It's 8:47 right now.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli. Proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Are you or a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's supportive care management. It's a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
All right, 8:50 on the nose. You know what time it is. It's time to talk to Mike Clemens back from New Orleans. The Super Bowl is being held, and I hope you had a good time there. It was safe. You got back home okay. That was good, right?
Yeah, and people think, oh, he's out there partying every night. No, no. It's you get up at 5:30 or 6, and you bolt out the door, and you go through security, and you drive for about an hour because you have to rent a house in Mississippi that's affordable. you know, saving yourself several thousands of dollars and, you know, share it with three or four other people and that kind of thing. But you get in the door, you get past the security, and then you're talking to all these celebs. And even people that I'm interested in. Have you ever seen a talk show host that's a talk show that's on, like, usually like Sunday nights called The Graham Bessinger Show?
No, well, I haven't.
Graham, he's kind of a mini Bob Costas. And so, you know, he's the one that's done interviews with, you know, Pete Rose and quarterback Steve Young and Aaron Rodgers and Bob Costas. He just did a tremendous interview with Bob Costas where Costas talked about, you know, one of the reasons he got involved in sports is his dad bet on a lot of games. Except, and they were in the New York area, and one time when Bob was about 11 or 12, the father came home and said, okay, start packing your things. We're going to move to the Midwest. Like, what? Where does this come from? And it wasn't until a year or two later he found out that his old man had gotten in trouble with the wrong people in New York on betting on the games.
Had to lay low.
And they moved to, like, the St. Louis area. And so I got to talk to Graham about, you know, his show and how he gets those guests and puts it all together. Fascinating conversation. So good media stuff like that, too.
We had a comedian on the air the other day, Rocky LaPointe. He says, I never do camping. I'm not a camp. We never did camping in our family, except one time, our family went camping. We didn't call it camping. My father said we're just laying low. Okay.
Yeah. You're in the woods, man. Witness protection.
So I pictured you partying with Taylor Swift, and that's what I pictured.
No. What I did, though, is this. On game day at the Super Bowl, once you get through all the layers of security and the traffic, I go up to the third floor and I'm following the lines. I'm trying to find where your assigned seats are. And this is a couple hours before the game. And I see, like, a little entourage, two or three guys and this one guy in the middle. And they turn the corner and they go right through this, like, little door corridor. And I say, man, that looked like Paul McCartney.
Who was it?
Whatever. And so then later we're sitting there and you're looking up at the scoreboard and there's Paul McCartney. They put his picture up on the scoreboard. There's him, and there's Kevin Hart, the comedian. And then later they showed a picture of Kevin Costner from Field Dreams, you know, in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And sitting next to Kevin Costner is Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live. And you're like, okay, one of these doesn't belong. How does Pete Davidson get up in the box with McCartney and Costner, you know? Just because he dated Kim for 7-8 months? I mean, what's going on there?
Yeah, he dates everybody. He dates everybody.
Apparently. But anyway, game-wise.
What happened?
I watched a little bit of that Kendrick Lamar show, the rapper, which drew in huge numbers from Nielsen. But I get together with my football guys from around the country. I go, so what do you think? And they said, that Philadelphia Eagles defensive line. I go, I know, right? Right? Because they just blitzed four guys. Actually, they didn't even blitz, just pressured Patrick Mahomes, contained their running game, and they were able to drop seven back, and Mahomes had nowhere to throw the football. And the Chiefs just could not break through that. And meanwhile, you know, Jalen Hurts at quarterback, and Nick Sirianni, first thing he said after the game was, see, this proves that Jalen Hurts is a qualified quarterback, and your criticism of him just being average is thrown out the window. Look at how this guy performed in the biggest game, throwing those chunk plays, running with the football, dealing with the fact that they were keying on Saquon Barkley, his star running back, and they were up 34 to nothing.
I know. That's when I turned it on, when it was 34 to nothing.
And then
I figured, my wife said at the end of the game, was it still shut out? No, I said they scored some points.
They scored some points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It was the thing drew 127 million viewers, which is 3% higher than last year's record. You know, more viewers than watched Apollo 11 land on the moon.
Okay, we've got the NBA All-Star Weekend happening out in San Francisco.
And a great story about that, too, Don, is that now we know that Giannis Antetokounmpo strained his calf muscle, left calf muscle, about 2-3 weeks ago. Missed the last six games, won't participate this week, and he's trying to get ready for the Bucks the second half of the regular season. But Damian Lillard, who they brought over in that trade from the Portland Trail Blazers last year, it turns out he grows up in the Oakland area. And when he's 9 years old, somehow his dad is able to scrape together the money. And the All-Star game was at the Oakland Arena that week. And they went to all the different events. and the competitions and the game itself, where they got to see guys like Tim Duncan and Shaquille O'Neal perform in that game. And so he said for him now to be going to his ninth All-Star game, and all of his family and friends that knew him as a way back when, as a kid in the Oakland area, they'll be across the bay for the game Sunday night in San Francisco. So he's going to participate in the three-point competition tomorrow night, and then Sunday night's All-Star game. And so that's just really a great, meaningful story that he shared with the Bucks reporters the other day before he got on the plane to go out west.
I want to skip over real quickly to baseball because it's 7 degrees out there now, and we need to think about something warm. Baseball, well, they reported to Arizona this weekend. The pitchers and catchers
came on Wednesday, and when Freddie Peralta walked through the door, this manager, Pat Murphy, who it turned out to be a tremendous motivator and all that, he went right to him and said, "You're starting on opening day." Now, normally, these managers say, hey, all the jobs are wide open, everyone's going to compete. But I think when they lose guys like Willie Adames, their shortstop, and other things, he's basically saying to Peralta, I need you to step it up this year as a leader, okay? You're in your prime now, and I'm giving you the ball for a second year in a row. And so now everybody else knows, okay, well, who's got to compete for number two? Who's going to be number three? Who's going to be number four in the pitching rotation? And Peralta, very proud about that, building his confidence right from the start to know that on March 27th, when they're in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium, that he will be on the mound for them, given that he stays healthy through this spring training camp. But, yeah, when you hear those words, you realize, and when you're shoveling 8-9 inches out of your driveway in Racine County, maybe it's not so far away after all.
Oh, yeah. And we've got the Badgers playing basketball this weekend, too.
Yeah, and Greg Gard was on that National Sports Talk show yesterday, Jim Rome. Jim Rome spent his summers in Wisconsin. He comes in from L.A. I think one of his kids went to UW-Madison. They hang on Eagle River. Jim Rome has noticed the Badgers. Like, wait, these guys weren't even ranked at the start of the season. How are they 16th in the nation now? And it's because Greg Gard got on a show yesterday and said, we went into this transfer portal era where you just never know who's coming and going for players. And so we really need to make an effort that we've got a balanced roster, that you had two guys at center, two guys at strong forward, and et cetera. And, maybe they're not some of the biggest standout players, but they work together, they buy into the program, and now they're winning 3 out of 4 games. Now, tomorrow's a big challenge because they're taking on number 7th-ranked Purdue in West Lafayette. The Boilermakers got a good team, too. And so I'll be interested to hear Matt LaPlace's call on RJN for that game tomorrow.
All right, my friend. Thank you for covering everything for us. We have sports with Mike Clemens throughout the entire morning. You're covering everything. You just don't phone it in. You're there on site, and that's what I like about you. You're always there doing the job where it should be.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that, Don.
Mike Clemens, longtime friend, and thank you very much for all you do. And we'll talk to you again next Friday morning.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Mike Clemens. Of course, the sports reports every morning here on WRJN. Have a happy Valentine's Day today, all right? Keep it safe and just enjoy the day and have a good time. I'll catch you Monday morning. Once again, I'm Don Rosen, 6 a.m. Monday, right here at WRJN. Stay here all weekend. It's exactly 9 o'clock right now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Anguish in Altadena, California, after this homeowner weathered the wildfires.
Now you have a second potential disaster that you're facing.
Rain brought floods and mudslides to multiple areas left barren by the recent wildfires. CBS's Amanda Sarantino is in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Sierra Madre.
Search and Rescue's been going through the area, trying to make sure people are safe, and they're going to different areas as well as that mud continues to trickle down. And we've also seen police. We're hearing sirens in the area too. So definitely a fluid situation. We have Pasadena Fire Department here. They're trying to make sure everybody's staying safe.
Setback for now for President Trump's plan to effectively mothball the U.S. Agency for International Development and lay off some 2,000 staffers.